Chapter 2, May 17, 1981. Sam Hugh Park awakened around 11 on Sunday morning with the sun shining behind old and uneven Venetian blinds. Hungover as usual, he stumbled into the kitchen of the small house he rented from his mother. With a shaking hand, he reached for the bottle of vodka he kept in the refrigerator, took a long swallow, and immediately felt some relief. He walked into the living room, where his newest boy, Santos, was asleep on the couch. He tousled his long black hair. "Get up," he said, and jabbed his ribs with his hand. But Santos only stirred slightly and rolled over.
"Fuck it,"
Sam Hughes said. He heated a cup of coffee in the microwave and walked out onto his small front porch. He realized he had slept in his clothes and noticed a semen stain on his yellow sweater. He briefly wondered whose it was. Across the street at his mother's house, her morning paper still lay on the sidewalk where she demanded it be thrown.
"Mom hasn't gotten her paper yet?" he said aloud,
and then laughed, realizing he was talking to himself more and more these days. Ever since he'd lost his job as the youngest U.S. prosecuting attorney of the 5th District of the state of Arkansas, he found the most interesting conversations were those he had with himself. He had made good money, but he spent it foolishly on liquor and entertainment with other homosexuals, sometimes supporting as many as 3 young men he had rescued from the county jails. Now he lived in one of his mother's 3 rent houses and hung his shingle out in the front bedroom. He did not have a thriving legal practice, but there weren't that many lawyers in Van Buren, so he billed enough clients that he was able to employ a secretary. He went back inside and met Santos coming out of the bathroom.
"I tried to wake you up earlier,"
he said to the boy, who was clad only in his underwear. Santos was currently Sam Hughes' favorite, and Santos wanted to keep it that way. He lived there rent-free, with all the beer and drugs he wanted.
"Got anything you want me to do today?" he asked. "Well, you can pick up the place. I had people in and out all night, but alas," he said with a chuckle, "I don't remember who they were."
"Anything else?" Sam Hugh unzipped his pants.
"Yeah."
A couple of hours later, after Santos had left to go horseback riding, Sam Hugh walked outside again and saw his mother's newspaper still lying where it had been earlier. He and his mother fought bitterly and often over his excessive drinking and fondness for young boys, but they always made up. He had talked to her on the phone the night before and remembered the conversation.
"Oh, Sammy, I'm so tired from that bus trip to Cincinnati, but I think I got everything I need for my new book," she said.
Sam Hugh knew she used trips for tax deductions, but he played along, mainly because he needed to borrow some money.
"Steamships on the Arkansas River should be interesting," he said. "But you need to take a break from it and relax."
"Oh, I have. I've been watching the PTL show, and Tammy Faye told the sweetest Memorial Day story. That's coming up, you know. Oh, yeah, there was a wonderful gospel trio from Kentucky on the show, too."
"I watched a movie on HBO," Sam Hughes said. "Holy Moses. I laughed all the way through it. That short guy Dudley Moore was in it."
"You shouldn't watch movies that make fun of the Bible. I forbid it."
"Oh, Jesus," he thought, as he remembered the phone conversation. "How long will I have to put up with her?"
Humming "Slow Hand" by the Pointer Sisters, he walked across the street with the keys to his mother's house in his hand and picked up the rolled newspaper, thick with ads from stores like Wild Bill Engel's Appliances that sold 19-inch television sets for $399.98. and under-the-counter dishwashers for $249.95. Hunt's department store advertised ankle-strap sandals for $19.98 and a taffeta dress for $38.99. He unlocked the kitchen door at the back of the house. There were 2 other entrances, but this was the one he used when he visited her.
"Mother," he called.
The house felt cold for such a warm afternoon.
"Mother."
He saw his mother's house shoes on the kitchen floor and thought that was strange.
A sick feeling hit him that maybe she'd fallen down the basement stairs just off the kitchen, but he saw nothing suspicious there. He stepped into the den and saw her body on the floor, partially covered with a yellow quilt or something like that. And for a second, a ridiculous thought popped into his head that she could be taking a nap. With her bare buttocks exposed, she lay on her stomach next to a wing-back chair. Her bloody head was turned to the side, under which a good bit of blood pooled on the wooden floor. He walked closer and knelt down for a better look. He felt lightheaded and thought he might faint or vomit. He felt bile rising into his throat, and he was desperate to get away from the sight on the floor. He hurried into his mother's kitchen and dialed the police. "I've got an emergency here," he said. 411 Fayetteville Road. And then he went outside, sat down on the grass, and cried until the police arrived.